Ian at the waiter's party, out behind the barn, breadloaf. We watch him as he climbs the ladder of drunkenness and falls off. Laughing, we help him to his feet. "You're assholes number one and number two," he tells us, gleefully. "You've disappointed me greatly." The night before, he presided over our debate with raw, easily spurned grace, mockingly demanding that we choose Dylan versus Joni, Stones versus Beatles. We kept switching sides. Later, in the slowly tightening clutch of revelers out behind the barn, we see Ian circled by young men in beards and farmer caps, back on their heels, hands around cups of beer or hitched in pants. He is radiant in their casual attention, rising to the night's last level of inebriation, maybe, though there are further rings, telling a story that is really a joke. A joke that is also a story of how the stars hide like locusts in the earth, only coming out when called forth by the flute of the moon. I leave before you, sometime after one, late, I am told, for a new father, which is just a polite way of saying old. When I step out of the light, brushing past the building's shoulder, I catch one last glimpse of Ian, listening to a woman tell another story, or the same story. Arms folded over chest, a smile opening his face, moths like stars flying out into the night.